We're starting early. Why? Why not? Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I'm your host, Conrad Cushman, dressed in all black, representing the Wolfpack. The man to my left, he is in all gray. He will sing Lovely Day.
Oh, lovely day.
The man they call Derek. What's good, D?
What up?
We are here to talk a little AEW Dynamite tonight. Shall be an interesting episode for sure. So make sure you guys are in here. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And if you're listening on the audio platforms, five-star review. If you've left us one on Spotify, go leave us one on Apple Podcasts. Actually, we're like, I want to get like one more on Apple so that we're at a nice even number. So we need that five-star review. Help a brother out.
Yes, even numbers are good.
Yes. If you've reviewed on Apple, go to Good Pods and leave us a review. We're actually in the top 100 podcast over there. Shout out to the fine folks of Saudi Arabia. Still in the top 100 wrestling podcast in Saudi Arabia.
Let's go.
We're slipping a little, so anybody who is out there representing, please feel free to listen to Everything Pro Wrestling. And I think everyone listening all across the pond, the world, the globe, the North Pole, South Pole, wherever you are, thank you for listening to us. I appreciate it. Let's get into this. Then we're going to do our shout outs and such. So sit back, relax, kick your feet up, and the jet's so clean, take your shoes off.
For the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson. Yes, everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you.
Yes. Another AEW tonight, Derek. This one has a weird, like, this has weird tones to it.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll see what we mean here momentarily.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about this one. There's a lot, man. There was a lot going on today.
Yeah, this one was tough.
Yeah, there was a lot of video game stuff happening. I don't want to get into any of that even right now. What else we got happening here? In about, let's see, so today's 24th, next week's the 1st, the 8th. Samoa Joe's coming out in 2 weeks for AEW Fight Forever. There's some free promotion for that. We got WWE 2K DLC, CM Punk coming out soon. I'm happy with that. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah. Let's get into the chat here. Let's give our shout-outs real quick. Sir Quills, first one in here. He came in the middle of the show, and he said, what's up, Conrad, Derek, and chat? Your boy, Sir Quills, is back again from hiatus to enjoy another dope AEW Dynamite review. Let's get into it. What's good, Quills?
What up?
Terrell 317, what's good? He's talking about Chris Jericho reinventing himself. I don't know about this. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know who made that song either. Somebody said Riz Bada, B-Boy's a fool. That heart. Shibata was going in tonight, right? Rob said, trash, that was so stupid. Come on, Rob. Be kind. Be kind. Man, even the dad came out. We'll get into that. Called that. Conrad can confirm from his messages. I saw two pass, but either way, he is officially a character now. We were just talking about this, me and BJ, today. I can confirm. Hats off to you, BJ. If I had one on, it would be tip of the cap to you. Tip of the cap. Matt Lopez says, hello. Good evening. And like damn TK, he got wrecked. Yeah, it was not a good night for Mr. Khan, I will say. It was not a good night. It was not a lovely day.
Not at all.
A lovely day. Yo, best drag out ever, right?
Yep.
Mr. Khan has now entered the arena. I never called Gomez his secondary name either. Like, I never called him Mr. Adams, will say. I never called him that. I was like, nah, you're always Gomez. That's
right,
it.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, this feels like the Elite want to fully take over. Maybe that'll help with storylines and why so much chaos could be happening. We'll get into that theory, I guess, towards the end. But yeah, we'll talk about it. Can we talk about Riz Bada? This is highly inappropriate, sir. Deanna TK just became Eric Bischoff or VKM. Wow.
Yikes.
B-Boy, there will be no Cyclops slander in this chat. Cut it out. And I haven't seen the new episode yet, so no spoilers. Or you will get chopped. Yeah, man, it was crazy. Eric Douglas, he said, oh, cry me a river. Yeah, it was funny, too, until you got put in that headlock. I don't want to hear it.
Right.
Yeah. Cry me a river till it happens. We want more Mina. X-Men 97 is awesome. I demand more Mina. She's awesome. I'm a fan. I like what she did. Let me see here. Someone said you're still on countdown mode on YouTube. It's all right. It'll catch up. They'll catch up. Also, Kenny is back next week. Does this mean he's going to be the GM? Could be. Interesting. Are these storylines? Are they adding storylines to Dynamite?
I don't know.
They don't have any. What? They don't have any storylines. Let me see here. Jacoby Peter says, Conrad, NWO vibes. Jacoby, too sweet, my boy. Too sweet. What's good, man? B-Boy or BJ said it's fixed. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I hope Mina is in Buffalo for AEW. We'll see. We'll see. It will be around the time of Forbidden Door. Those tickets are coming out. I don't know if they came out today or yesterday. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. But Forbidden Door tickets are on sale. Those folks in Long Island who want to go, keep your eyes peeled. Hey, Conrad and other man who hates trios, Derek. Good, Deanna. Tazzy's in the house. What's going on, party peeps? Side note, do you realize there are 3 African-American champions in 3 different promotions? There's a lot of African-American champions right now. Much respect, man.
Yeah.
Big time. I prayed for times like this. Let's go. Look at Jacoby laughing. What's good? Jesus De Leon. Jesus, number one, you better start respecting me in our private messages. Get a little fresh. He says, sup, Kyra Derek, the elite saving AEW. This is what I'm talking about, my boy, right here. You're disrespectful. The women's stuff in AEW was all great tonight. What have I been telling y'all for weeks? Will you listen to me? Will you listen to the show? Give me a chance, please. Please. I'm just as good as all these other big podcasters. I'm telling you the same stuff. Probably faster than them because I come on before them. Listen to me. Trust me. I got you.
Trust.
Chad, what's good? What up, Conrad Derek?
What up?
John G, what's good? Let me see. Conrad, we ready for the draft tomorrow? We ready. Come on. Come on. We ready. Yo, good job, Derek. We ready. By the way, when I used to rap, Derek was who I rapped with.
Yes.
Yes, crazy times.
Old school days, but fun days.
Yeah. Now we'll be canceled for anything we have said probably on those joints back in the day. I used to battle rap people. I was telling Derek, I was like, Derek, you know I'd be canceled today for some of the stuff I used to say. I'm like, it was timely, though. It worked at the time. You can't say that now, bro.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that bad, but it's like, yeah, can't say that now, bro. That's not cool, man.
That can't be right. Definitely getting me caught up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you gotta be careful with that. Chad, say his name and he appears. Joe Hendry. So you gotta watch TNA to get that, bro. No, that's good, man. Joe Hendry is great.
I'm not doing it, bro.
Derek will watch one time and he'll be good. Johnson said, evening, everyone. Miss Dynamite tonight with T's family. Take care of your health, everyone. Rest easy. Hey, man. We love wrestling. We love you, Jocelyn. I hope you and the family are enjoying. I don't know if you're watching live with us, but thank you for watching on Twitch.
Right.
We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Here to teach you tonight. Hey, yo. What's good, Doug? Dougie Fresh. We miss you, Doug.
Right, Doug. Come on back, brother.
I will say this. Conrad, the punk stuff in AEW was fire. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yo, so cage match. I'm going to talk about this real quick. Cage Match put out a top 30 matches, and CM Punk wasn't on it. Y'all know this is some bullshiggity. You know what? It's after 10 minutes. This is some bullshit. You know damn well CM Punk should have some stuff on there. BJ, no one's taking that title from you. I don't want to see you up in that count either. I see you. That's all I had. There were some matches that should have been on there, and there were some matches I'm like, this is pure cap. And I'm going to keep saying this. I don't think that All Out pay-per-view last year was that good. It wasn't. It was okay. It was good, yeah. But it wasn't all that. Like, everyone's like, this is one of the best pay-per-views of all time. No, it wasn't. What, Tony Khan fired CM Punk? Yay! Rejoice! Yay! It wasn't that good. It really wasn't. It was Collision for everybody who couldn't be on the All In show. Basically. Everybody start recognizing what this is, this BS. All right? So, I'm sorry. I have to always say that about All Out because I was like, it wasn't that fire. All In was good. I love that show. BJ, thank you. You guys are out here promoting. As your current EPW champ, I just want to say support EPW, like the vid, subscribe, and join the Discord. Discord's a lot of fun. It's been popping off lately. Hop in there. Everybody, thank you for the love. Conrad, BJ was talking about Chucky. Uh-oh. No spoilers. Derek ain't caught up.
Nah, not yet.
Oh, chill, Rob. Make you get down and kiss the ground. Yeah. Don't get me in trouble, please. Ace, what's good, Ace? Appreciate you, family. How are things, Ace? Hope you are good, brother. By the way, second half of Chucky's been so good. It has. Yo, we were shocked last week, Matt. Like, jaws dropped. We were just telling Derek, we were like, Derek, you gotta watch this, bro.
I'm gonna catch up.
Eli. So he gonna watch this like 2 years later and be like, this is over, Derek. Show's canceled. They need to bring it back. He's that guy. Let's get into the show. We open up tonight with cars pulling up. I felt like I'm doing the sitting sideways, big pokey, powwow, baby. If you listen to that, you go when you watch that music video, you'll know the exact part we're talking about.
Right.
We open up, cars coming out. Here comes the Elite. That is the Young Bucks, Kazuchika Okada, and now Jack Perry, the scapegoat, has joined them. They all walk to the back, and throughout the first thing, they kind of go to the back, and you see them enter Tony Khan's locker room area / whatever it is. This is a theme for the night. Keep that in mind when we get to the end of the show. Afterwards, we hear Orange Cassidy's music. Jay, you made my love better together. Orange Cassidy's getting beat down by Trent. He's just mollywopping this man all the way to the ring. Like, you are going to take this beating and like it.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Time to get smacked up. So he is out there beating him down. And it is pretty crazy how the beatdown goes, but it's happening.
Yep.
So during this beatdown, Orange Cassidy's music's playing. He tells Chuck Taylor to come out here. Chuck Taylor is offered, well, what are you going to do, Chuck? Are you with me? Are you against me? What's going on?
Right.
Chuck Taylor says, nah, homie. Hits him in the head with the microphone. The weakest mic hit to the face ever. And he says that he wants to fight him in a parking lot brawl, which we find out later will be on Rampage this Saturday following the NBA playoffs. So I don't know, D. What did you make of this? Did Chuck Taylor make the right choice here or what?
Well, first off, I think the segment was okay. I would have rather had, I think I would have wanted a explanation first before the beatdown.
For why? What? Why he's been doing this?
Yeah, what's the purpose? Or even if you didn't do that, even if you just beat down Orange Cassidy, left him in the middle of the ring bloodied or something like that, and then walked out, then I can buy into that. Right now, it's just like, you jumped in, you didn't help him out when he needed the help. You left him, and it was just like, all right, now I'm beating you up in the middle of the ring, and that's that. And that, now come out here and let's make the right decision. Like, what's your purpose though, bro? Like, why did you do this?
Yeah, most definitely. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like Chuck's going to make a mistake here, though, that he's not going with Trent. It feels weird that they're not together because, I don't know, I just feel like they're going to be lost without each other. Mm-hmm. And why are we doing this? I don't know. Orange kind of need to be cooled off a little, too. Yes. But we'll see what happens with it. I'm interested to see what other people started here. Blake, Jessup, what's good? Appreciate you. We're going to get into that at the end. We talked about it a little in the beginning. They should have just played Evolution music at the start of the show. Man, yo, the audio was terrible tonight.
Yes.
We can get into that in a second here because they did Moxley's promo right after this. He just got a promo about the match he's going to have later. Let me see here. What was that? We're going to talk about it. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly in the chat. Bless up, Brother Conrad. My guy, Derek. Hope y'all are doing well. AEW All Out 23 was a C- or D+ show. That's a little too harsh for me, but I'll put it at, I was going to say like it was like a B- show for me or a B. Like, it wasn't this is one of the greatest shows of all time. I have major concerns it'll be poor again this year with All Out, All In, back-to-back format. Hopefully they figure it out better this year. We'll see.
It would be nice. My guy helps.
Chucky the Goat. I hope we're talking about the man on USA Network here, folks. I'm just saying. Trent wasn't lying, though. That's a good heel work. Chuck got to say SHIT on TV, though. I was pumped. He's been waiting to say that for years.
He has been waiting to say that.
Chuck Taylor made his choice. Yeah, this will be nothing short but brutal. Doug, I agree. They're going to jack each other up on Saturday. Yeah, so I would go in. It was a missed segment. I need more feeling in it. I better see TK wear a neck brace during the draft. He's going to be in the war room. Help. Yeah, that was crazy. Derek, too close. Too close. Don't wish that WCW 2000 on us. Oh, my goodness. How soon until he's a champ? Please don't. Please don't. Let's get into the first matchup. I saw some people mad online. By the way, I have this up here randomly, but I'm going to do it. We were talking about women's wrestling earlier. Shout out to Ring of Honor. Athena, 500 days as the ROH women's champion. Black excellence is going all across the wrestling world, and I had to bring her up as well. So there have been some people who have been champs holding it down.
Yes.
By the way, your tickets can also be purchased for Double or Nothing. So it's there. Don't say MGM I didn't tell you.
MGM Grand.
I think we'll be doing a review of this show. Please deliver, E-Dub. Please deliver. Please. Swerve Strickland. He comes out. They kind of had Nana try to introduce him, but the audio was so poor.
Yes.
Yo, time out. I got to come back on screen for this. Yo, listen. I know it's not AEW's fault. It's controlled by TBS, and they don't control it. Something's got to be done. This stuff,
sugar, honey, iced tea.
This stuff happens far too often, and it's ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, it's got to be fixed. Stop messing with it,
Derek. Was it fixed by the main event? Would you even say?
Maybe.
At that point, we were just used to it.
Yeah.
Listen, my wife, she's a saint. She don't watch wrestling all the time with us. She was busy doing stuff in the background. But she heard the audio and she said, that sounds terrible.
Yes.
Like, there's an echo. And I just said, I can't change it.
Yeah.
Me and Derek just turned the volume up and tried to hear as best we could.
That's it. That's all we could do.
It was crazy. It was crazy tonight. Going back into this. World title eliminator, Swerve Strickland versus Kyle Fletcher. Very happy for Swerve, man.
Yes.
Looks good with the AEW World Championship. Yo, shout out to Montese. You heard him on the intro earlier. Shout out to Rich Latta from One Nation Radio. Rich Latta also produces music with Swerve. Big shout out to those guys, man. Always nothing but love and respect between us. Appreciate it. Fletcher came out in the Liger attire. I love that attire. Really dope.
Liger?
Kyle Fletcher seemed like he was given instruction at one point in this match, Derek, to grab a table.
Yes.
And then he didn't do it. He was like, you know what? No, I'm gonna hop in the ring and get this. You know what he got? A house call kick for L. And Swerve wins again.
Big L.
Ask Beavis. Well, I can't even say that anymore, can I? But what did you think? I was going to drop some Big L lines on y'all, but you might not know about Big L.
Right. I actually like how Kyle Fletcher decided to change his mind. Like, no, I don't need the table to help me win. I can win this on my own. Now, the end is near.
Well, we can get into that. I think we save that for what happens after the third match. There's only four matches tonight, truthfully.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Wait till you see it. So,
wow.
Swerve gets the win. He doesn't get the celebration. I saw people complaining online, like, how come everyone else gets the celebration? This is Swerve. He's your world champ. Everybody couldn't get a celebration tonight, people. Swerve's match is going to be announced next week. By the way, next week, Kenny Omega returns. I hear the battle cry. He'll be back. Yo, shout out to Tazzy, who said, whose house?
Swerve's house.
Hey, bro, catch a bob. Not appropriate, Derek. Not appropriate. I can say I watched on Sling TV and had two moments of lower volume, but everything else was perfectly fine. Yeah, I watched on the TBS app via Hulu, and it was not working. Yes, I'm talking about everyone's favorite supervillain, Chucky. Come to Butthead. Kenny about to be good to go? I don't know, E. We have a different theory on that. At least I do.
I don't think he's good to go. I think he's going to sit down just for a few more months.
Look at Jesus trying to make me proud in here. Also, Punk had some fire segments, especially the one in Daly's place with MJF, Conrad. Thank you.
That was fire.
Our Ibushi's ankle's good. Ibushi needs to get that shoulder fit. I want him to come out like Terminator. Yeah. Get everything fixed and then come back, bro.
I must kill you, D1000.
I watched on YouTube TV and the sound was doo-doo, he said. See, he knew. No, Kenny is going to have surgery, Deanna said. That's the rumor, but he's back next week. Thunder Rosa got into a shoving contest with Deanna Purrazzo. Broken up by security. Couldn't really hear too much.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Thunder Rosa.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm kind of interested in that matchup. That'll be a fire match.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be really, really good.
Getting it sooner than you think, too.
I'm that
Rampage.
That part I'm kind of disappointed in.
I think they could have a multiple matches.
I think so too, but I don't know. I think there needs to be.
Imagine them in a stipulation match, though, like a lights out match or something.
Dude, if they do that again,
they could be fire with it.
Ooh.
Thunder Rosa, like I said, I kind of wanted them to let her win. She got a great promo to make me believe she could beat Toni Storm.
Yes.
And then in reality, I was like, I don't think they're going to do it, but no. She made me believe.
She was very believable in that promo. And Thunder Rosa has been like a bright star for them.
Yeah.
Very bright star.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see here. BJ, I have no extra insight other than knowing people with diverticulitis. But last I heard, he still wasn't cleared for that surgery, so he's probably not going to be wrestling for quite a while, BJ says. E says, I hate how people try to discount Punk because how he left. You can't do that. It's corny. Yeah, I talked about the top 30 cage matches. I'm like, I'm done with that site. I'm done with Meltzer. Only opinion that matters is your own. Stop listening to these other people. You like it, you like it. Let's go. Yeah. So let's get into the next match. This is kind of, big shout out to Swerve, by the way.
Yes.
He looks good with that belt. Like some people, when they wear the belt, it just looks right on them.
Yeah.
It looks right on Swerve.
Get rid of that eye black, though.
Listen. You're talking about the eye makeup?
Yeah, get rid of that.
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to hide something. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to look younger. Maybe that was the character before.
I guess, but.
He don't need it, though. I think Swerve's got it, man. Yo, shot. He did a lot of media today, too. He's doing champ things, we'll say.
He is. Shout out to Swerve,
man. You like those plates on the belt now, how they added it so you can put, like, your own little custom one there?
I do.
I like that. It looks good. May have to re-up my title game here. I think they should put the new logo in the middle. What do you guys think?
Yes.
Chat. put that new logo, because they still got the old one in there, but I think if you put a nice clean one on there, keep the same design, it'll look fire.
Yes.
Let's go to the next match. I'm sorry. I get lost in the sauce here a little bit. We had Mina Shikara. Excuse me. Did I say that right? Shirakawa.
Shirakawa. Yeah.
Thank you. Mina Shirakawa versus Anna Jay.
Now, Jay.
It's good to see Stardom on the program.
Yes.
We won't get into Kenny's comments about the, we'll just say Rossi. We'll just avoid those. You can look that up for yourself if you want to know what that's about.
Right.
I'm not trying to go to jail, and I don't know the rules where he's from. So,
sorry.
Dude, this was a nice back and forth match. Mariah May was in Mina's corner. They were kind of continuing what was going on. There's a little champagne, some glasses. Yeah. She got Anna Jay in a sweet ass like pin where she like hooked her legs over her legs and Anna Jay couldn't kick out.
Yeah.
It was really good. Like I'm a sucker for a nice like finish where you can catch someone like that. Like, God, I got your ass today.
Right.
You're done. And she got her. So afterwards, Mariah May comes in with the champagne. Anna Jay jumps them. Timeless Toni Storm makes the save.
Yes.
That was a rarity. I was shocked by that.
I was not expecting that to happen. So for her to come out and do it, peace of love, resistance.
Exactly. Yeah, so pretty dope. After that happens, though, so she dropped everything at the top of the ramp in Daly's place. You know, they got like just a little side ramp there. Serena Deeb comes out. Me and Derek pop. And then she said, if you can hear the sound of my voice. And I was like, barely.
Come to me.
And but it sounds like she's going to be challenging for the title. Yes. I'm with it.
Yeah, Serena Deeb is fire, dude.
She's another one. Like her, Thunder Rosa, Deonna Purrazzo. Like these are like your the women's division is raw. I've been telling you guys that for a minute. They're creeping up like, oh, no, we're about to come up and take one of these spots from somebody.
Mm-hmm. It's over. We're taking it. No matter what spot it is, we're going to take it.
That women's division is going to light it up.
Dude, having Thunder Rosa, people like Thunder Rosa, Serena Deeb coming in like that, dude, that gives the division so much polish. Like, dude, you make that division way better than it already was.
Right?
I don't know, man. I'm excited. I can't wait. Because Serena Deeb is dope.
I was with it. E said new belt, definitely. I don't even want a new title. I just want little subtle changes to the title.
Yeah, just like take a chunk here, remove it, put something there, take another chunk here, remove it.
Swerve used to be Swerve's used to media. He's a mogul. The Mogul Embassy. Where were they? They should be part of the celebration too a little bit.
They should be.
If they're a group, make them a group. This is what I'm talking about, E. You got to be a group all the time. Right. You got to be, this is my man's. What's up, man? Good for you.
Oh, we out here. Let's celebrate.
Matt Lopez says, Mina, respectfully. Let's go. She said she wasn't going to hold up the belt like other people, but no, the next time you see her near it, it'll be because she's your champion.
Yes.
Respect.
I can agree with that 100%.
The New Japan title could use a new one. Just go back to version 4, man. Just go back to the version 4. Oh, yeah. Viwana. You saw him? He's back in TNA. He made a little surprise drop-off appearance there. Wasn't ready for that.
Ooh,
Matt Hardy. He's still a free agent out in these streets.
Good, you can stay that way.
Pretty sure it was Chris that attacked Mercedes. That is the next segment here. We had a little celebration here, and I'm going to put up a... we're going to put up just the card. Did I save that? I didn't. I'm a piece of garbage. Here, we'll put this up here. So, because this is the match they're building towards. We had a little celebration. Stokely Hathaway, Chris Statlander open with Willow Nightingale celebration. Dude, listen. I'm the dude on TikTok who put up the Ring of Honor dudes, Ian and Capri singing Willow to the Ring with their sweet rhymes and all that. Dog, I clipped those. I put those up. Why couldn't I hear it tonight?
Right.
I wanted to hear what Caprice was saying. I hope it sounded good, but I really couldn't hear it too well. Willow comes out. She's happy. She talked about sitting front row in Daly's place, just trying to get an opportunity to having Shivani put her name up on the screen. Good for Willow, man.
Real quick, bro. So this is a pet peeve of mine that I just really noticed. So if you look at Mercedes ring, right? It says Monet, right?
Yeah.
We're missing something here.
What are you missing?
What's above that E?
What the little accent?
Yes.
I mean that's a lot of work, bro.
Nah, somebody can figure that out.
Nah, bro, it's gonna cost you some chips, bro. I mean, could, but there's gonna be like, well, what is it hanging on?
you can figure out a way to extend that.
If anybody knows a jeweler, tell them to call Derek,
please, because that looks horrible.
Right.
Look at that. Ow. Look at it. Just pinky, just hanging there.
Listen, let it rock. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, "Look at what I PM'd you." Let's see here. This better be good, Jesus. Cut it out, Jesus. You are a fool.
Oh, man, that was good.
I read that in, like, the TNA voice in my head. TNA. Yo, that was cross the line. Chair relax. What's good, bro? He said you could tell Tony was home here. I'm not saying that next line. You ain't getting me in trouble. That's slander, sir. We don't know anything about that. This show was nuts. It made no sense, Chair Relax is saying. I don't know if I'd go that far. I think it was all right. They're trying to build towards the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Whatever. They don't have a lot of time either. More pay-per-views you add, you lose time to build.
Right.
So, this was interrupted by Mercedes. Mercedes blaming Willow for her injury. She didn't win the New Japan Strong title because of her, yada, yada, yada. But Mercedes says, can you beat a healthy me? And that's kind of the story here. Stokely got involved. Statlander got involved. Statlander went to grab her. She turned around, slapped Willow across the face. And that's what, bring it up.
Right.
They're trying to keep Mercedes Moné on TV. I think Tony Khan brought her back too early. If she couldn't wrestle, that was a mistake in my opinion.
Yes.
He should have held off debuting her maybe until like tonight's show. But he wanted her probably in Boston. So
sometimes you gotta take that loss though.
Yeah, I would have waited because I think it's not paying long-term residuals, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Matt says Mercedes is a hater. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
We'll see. Mercedes kind of hurt herself in that match, not Willow. Absolutely. You always find someone to blame, though.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how the characters progress in this. I'm talking about everyone involved. Stokely, Mercedes, Willow, and Statlander.
I can't wait to see what Stokely's going to do. That's going to be funny.
Yeah. Cray says, change that TBS title name. To what? That's just to make the partners happy.
Yeah.
If they go to FX, I'm sure we're going to have like the Sons of Anarchy title or something. They'll come up with something.
That'd be fire, though.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. Mr. Mayhem. None of that.
That's a vibe. Bill right there.
It's a wrong movie. You got the wrong Hellboy movie. That's from, what is it, Drive?
Drive.
Yeah.
Don't matter. That needs to be said.
So then we see the Elite backstage. They leave Tony Khan's area, I guess, the locker room. I don't know what you want to call it.
Get Marvez.
Yo, Alex Marvez. Bruh, we gotta find some. Yo. Why did we get rid of Dasha, bro? We lost someone who was good at their job. And I don't say this because I hate Alex Marvez or nothing like that, bro.
I do.
Derek, too far. It's just like, dude.
No, bro.
His
delivery is horrible.
It's just not believable. Even in any sports sense. I don't know what he did before. As BJ told me to go listen to him on Shivani's podcast. He kind of explains what his other duties are. And I'm not saying I don't want to ever see someone lose their job on the real.
I don't want to see him lose
his job. Yo, shout out to Cameron Grimes, too.
Cameron Grimes.
Tony Khan, pick up Trevor Lee for a little bit if you got to.
I don't want anybody losing their job either, but somebody's got to teach him how to get better. Like, you, your delivery is just garbage. Ooh. What's like, dude? What was that?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like he's trying to fit in with like the younger
hip crowd.
Yeah, like, don't do that. Just be you. Be you.
What if this is him, Derek?
Then be them.
Be you. But then, if this is you, then be them.
Like, change it. Something.
Just know this isn't working for us. And they kind of left it where it was here. More on that. I don't know. Eventually it said, like, they'll see Tony Khan in the ring later tonight.
Yeah.
Save that for the main event segment.
Main event.
Cray said change that TBS title name. I think they will if they change networks.
They will.
The TBS and TNT titles, they could definitely redesign those if they wanted to. I'm not going to cry about it. I'm trying to think, what are the worst looking AEW titles? I personally, the Ring of Honor ones are cool. I just wish they were a little bigger, some of them.
Yeah.
And I don't like when they're silver, because silver always makes it feel like secondary. Yeah. When it's, yeah, like AEW's here, you're silver, but that's fine if they're going to do what they're doing with it. I don't hate the looks of them or the logo, but
no, I think the worst AEW title was the first women's title.
Well, that's the old ones, though. They fixed those already.
I know, but
I like the new one.
That was bad, bro.
It was just small.
It was just way too small.
They tried to go for like the classic women's title look.
I get it, but don't do that, bro. That
then they made it a little bit bigger. Then they were like, you know what? That ain't working either. Let's just go with this one.
Yeah.
My issue is I don't like that the women's and international look the same, but they're both fire, though.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tough, too. Yeah, I think it's got to be TBS. Or I think maybe the TNT is the ugliest, because TBS kind of looks fire to me.
Nah, that FTW looks trash.
Well, that's not, that belt don't count. I'm saying shit. All
right, I'll give you that.
That was doo-doo. Rob said, y'all know Mercedes stole Stokely CD player in NXT. Let's get to this Casino Gauntlet match. I don't even have anything for this, guys, truthfully. This is the match I had just put up. Who's comment? Chair Relax said something about this. He said the Battle Royals slash Gauntlet slash whatever, no rules, no reason. Well, they did tell you in the beginning what the rules were. It was first pinfall. So if Jay White wanted to, he could have tried to win the match early and he could have won. And that would have stopped anyone else who comes out later.
Right.
But at the same token, they also said it was for the international title. So I was like, okay, if they explained the rules, I was fine with this tonight.
Right.
I don't know how you felt about it.
I was okay with it.
It was what it was. And by the way, these crappy graphics are just because they never gave us graphics to have.
Which I think is also lacking. Like, someone has to be in charge of
graphics. No, this what happens is they rush from the pay-per-view to the next thing, and it's not ready yet, some of the stuff.
Stop.
And they're just trying.
You got time.
They should have it planned by the pay-per-view, what they're doing already. But maybe they don't want it to leak out. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, it's not a hot commodity, so.
I don't know. So we had Jay White versus Dante Martin. Pentagon was out there. Kyle O'Reilly came back out. Kyle O'Reilly has some sweet back and forth here.
Serving pies.
Disrespectful, Derek. Will Ospreay is out next, bruv. Lance Archer joined the mix. Yo, Commander or Will Ospreay were tearing it up. So yes, were Will Ospreay and Kyle O'Reilly. I thought that was good, too. Kyle O'Reilly cut his hair. Thank goodness. He looked better tonight, I thought.
You serve pies, bro. You got fired.
Kind of pie.
Oh, I can't say that.
Pepperoni?
Nah. I was gonna steal a line from The Rock.
Now that's not appropriate. So Jay Lethal was in this. Let me see here. Ospreay hesitates when he's going to hit the Tiger Driver 91. Yes. I like that. That goes back to the story with Brian. Brian said, oh, he's hurt. Now he says he doesn't want to do the move anymore. More on that in a second. So they go back and forth. It looks like they've got the match. One Commander comes in and tries to steal one. He goes for a pin. Will Ospreay hidden blades this dude so hard out of a pin. GG, he got pinned. That was it. Will Ospreay wins. Done. Number one contender against Roddy.
I think that's going.
That match is going to be fire. There's going to be a lot of backbreakers. Backbreakers, backbreakers.
Break back.
Make humble. Camel clutch. RIP Iron Sheik. Yeah. BJ said, I thought it was unique, to be fair. I was fine with it. It was something different tonight. Yo, Mike, what's good? Mike's back under the Mike name, too.
What up, Mike?
From The Rock. The biggest takeaway was Ospreay getting his own and not doing, getting in his own head and not doing the move. Bigger story, I know. They need to change the trio's title design. They need to just get rid of the acclaimed version of the belts.
They need to just get rid of trio's belts, period.
Yeah, unite those bad boys. I say just put the AEW ROH logos on the sides and just unify the belts. That's the only way you're going back and forth. Unique rosters for these shows. Dunzo. Tony Hayes, I thought I saw some I ain't saying that. That's slander, good sir. We do not slander because we don't know. Might end up in court and that test come out clean. You paying up, homie.
Right.
I'm not saying that, Tony. Welcome though.
You gonna pay what you owe.
Pay me what you owe me. Let's see here. Chair relax. I didn't hear that because of the sound on the TV or the arena. Yo, Chair, the sound was awful tonight.
It was bad.
Tony said it was on TBS's end, though, because they control that, I guess. Derek says someone stepped on the aux cord. Will Ospreay Roderick Strong is going to be awesome. Are they keeping Will away from Swerve? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Have to. It's just not that time.
I'm not ready to give a prediction yet about Will and Roddy yet. Maybe. I don't know. I'll say that way. Tony said, can you say Colombian marching powder? I do not think we can say that, sir. I think that is not appropriate. Not appropriate at all. But Will gets the win, so we got another match for Double or Nothing made. Roderick Strong, Will Ospreay.
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready. Yo, I would love to go to like one of these Double or Nothing shows. I don't know why. I just want to go to Vegas.
When do we get hit with the next pay-per-view?
When is this happening?
Next pay-per-view for Buffalo. Or
show, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's in June. We're going right before, the week before. I just said this, Forbidden Door.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Stop messing with me, bro.
My bad.
See? Take his ticket away. Yes, I won't buy it from him. Yo, y'all better stop right now. I'm not saying any of this stuff right now. Cray, I see you in here. Gomez, we are not mentioning him. Do you want to build a snowman? All right, guys. Y'all trying to get me in trouble here. So, Undisputed Kingdom was out there. We're going to have to see how that turns out. Then we get this Chris Jericho Learning Tree segment. Fam. What the hell is this? So Chris Jericho was leaning into this. Judas song is gone.
And the other song was gone too.
Yeah, Def Rebel sounds like they produced this song. I don't know if it's Fozzy or what.
Somebody produced it.
So if you know who made this song, you tell me. Jericho has covered up Taz's name on the title. He comes out and says that this title is now for, what does he call this? He says this is now the world championship, for the world championship for FTW. Dad sounded pissed. What are you doing, Jericho? What are you doing? I used to know a girl in Red Hook who sold tomatoes. What is this? What is this? Taz sounded disappointed, though. He was serious for once. Big Bill comes out. Goodness, Bill.
No, come on, Bill.
So Big Bill says that he says that he wants to learn from Chris Jericho. He calls him the Socrates of professional wrestling. And he basically joins the Learning Tree, if that's the name of this group, Derek. Derek, open your eyes. It's okay, bro. Come on. Jericho, go away.
I don't want Jericho to go away. I just want them to stop doing this storyline. This story has been done, what, 4 times now?
Which one? Jericho getting a group?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people are putting, for the love of God, Jericho, please go away for a few months. This isn't working. We'll see. I'm going to start timing y'all out for this powder mess. Hey, chill. Yeah. Come on now. Be good in there. Get Jericho out of here now, Cray said. The Learning Tree. Man, people are not feeling this. Big Bill and Jericho could work, E says. Still should be William Morrissey, though. W. Morrissey. I like that name better.
Yeah, W. Morrissey is way better.
I think that they felt like it was too hard to say or like put on merch, though.
Oh, come on.
W. Morrissey? No, I think he should be like, why couldn't he be Big Dub? Big W.
Or that. Big.
Maybe good. Someone owns it though. Maybe that's a rapper or something. You know, you never know who owns the name. You might have issues with that. Big Bill sounds like a Nickelodeon show.
It does.
I take that back. I apologize. Quiet On Set ruined Nickelodeon's name around these parts. So
it definitely did.
We ain't gonna talk about that too much. I apologize for all those fans and all that and stuff as kids.
Yeah, that definitely took a turn for the worse in a matter of like minutes.
Days. So going back to this, does Jericho need a faction so people can carry into the ring because he's old? I think it helps Jericho with storytelling. Maybe Jericho, like Jericho's match at the pay-per-view felt forced in there. Yes. I said this with me and Sean. Like, there was no reason for that match to happen.
No, it didn't belong. It didn't belong.
Tony A said Big Dub sounds like a brand of blunts. Could be. I'm excited for Roddy Ospreay. Me too, E. Or just Morrissey. Yeah, I don't know. Big Bill. I'm just a Bill on Capitol Hill. I'm old. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do with this, man.
I don't care for it. Leave it be. Stop trying to get Jericho to create. Just stop doing it. How about that? Just stop.
Yeah.
It's not needed.
You about to get Big Cash jumped by Dub C from the Def Jam games. What side?
Like, I don't know. It just doesn't. I don't care. It needs to stop. Like, this will be your fourth faction.
Forget all this, bro. We know Jericho. We've all said it about Jericho. We're done with this. I have a question. Where's Ricky Starks? Why did Big Bill just leave Ricky Starks? Something smells wrong. Ever since they had that match with Jericho, where's Ricky Starks, bro? Tony, do not blow this. This dude will go to NXT and leave you. Ricky Starks should be a star.
Bro, I feel, you know how you always say, like, I feel a like the old saying, like people will say, like, there's a storm coming, right? I feel a storm coming. Well, I feel a storm coming with AEW, and I don't like it. Not at all. Like, I think there's so much that's brewing that's going to happen that's going to ruin a lot of things.
You talking about just in AEW?
Just in AEW, period.
Like, they have too much talent, too, though. Like, you got to spread it out a little bit.
You have to, but the things that are going to happen in order to do so and the things that don't need to happen that are going to happen. It shouldn't happen, but it's going to happen because you got too many effing egos.
Well, Chair Relax just said that match happened because Jericho has an ego. Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, check Clash of the Podcast out, 6:05 Eastern Standard Time every Monday. Says Y2J Hall of Famer, amazing talent on my Mount Rushmore, but enough is enough.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, Jericho's just got to, I don't know, man. I don't know. Michael Ayers, he's gone from this disaster of a company. Michael, who's he, number one? Who are you referring to, sir? Let me know. I saw Ricky Starks' face on a milk carton about a week ago. He hasn't been gone that long. They were in the tag team tournament, and then they kind of switched up the ending. I feel like FTR was supposed to get their win back against them, and then they didn't.
They were supposed to.
Ricky was backstage at Raw talking to Brother Love, dog. Chill. Thank you, E, for putting that up. There's Sean Hubbard, Hubbard Wrestling Weekly. Make sure you subscribe. He's got some good shows going on over there. Some Clash of the Podcast extensions happening over there as well. Got a good Discord out here. Thank you, guys. Cody's Kids versus the Elite. You never know. Chris Jericho playing the parody. He's getting all prepped to go to NXT. That's where Starks is. I mean, is that where you want to be either? Ricky's been around long enough. Right. You know what I mean? Pronouns, pal. he's packing his bags. He's ready to go. Where's EJ at? I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe, like I said, Ring of Honor needs to be AEW's NXT then and dedicate the rosters. Like, yo, no more of this. Yo, the champions are on Dynamite. It's done, fam. You are down there. You build Ring of Honor storylines. And if Tony don't want to do it no more, call Scott D'Amore. Call someone who wants to be a booker and say, yo, you have full booking power. I'll pull the plug if it's bad on you. Go. Do your thing. Maybe run ideas still past Tony if he wants to be a part of it.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of the rush booking with this stuff. Like, I don't know what else to say. Get your house in order.
Best yeah. thing I can say. It is booked horribly and...
Well, Ring of Honor just feels like everything comes together like do-do-do-do-do. There's the pay-per-view, and it's a good show, but how was this built up? I thought Ethan Page was getting the television title match. Well, plans change. Okay. Yeah.
Explain what's happening.
Yeah, I just need a little bit more. I don't watch enough Ring of Honor, though, to know, but I wish I think I would know if people were telling me things. But there are good things on there, though. Like, there's good women's wrestling. We brought up Athena earlier, 500 days. Athena's the star of that show.
Yeah. Follow the pattern. You know, just make Ring of Honor your NXT and put it on TV.
Right. E said Delirious, Chris Hero. There's a lot of people that could run ROH. A. NXT isn't just a developmental territory anymore, right? Is it not? We could have a back and forth about this because you put brand new people in there. So if it's not, why don't we have... So during the draft, we should see like 5 or 6 people go down there then, right?
We should. NXT is part of the brand, isn't it?
I don't think we're going to see all that, though. They're going to pick up a couple people, but that's about it. I don't know. I feel like it's got half the foot in, half the foot out when it comes to that. Take Hiro and Shibata and open up a dojo. They could. They probably should have kept that one that they were going to have a steel run. Right. Lionheart, Monday Night, Jericho, Raw, Jericho, Y2K, best at what I do. Glory Hog. Come on now. Come on now. You ain't telling no lies, though, huh?
No.
There's a bunch of people who could take ROH to the moon. It has history. That's true, Tony. Hence the NXT name. WWE Pass would not make sense. Listen, NXT was really, really good at one point in time for me. I just don't enjoy it as much as I used to.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
It's different. Don't worry. That draft will be coming up soon. Me and Sean are going to cover it on Monday. Clash of the Podcast Live, 6:05 Mondays. Be in there. We'll talk about it. Let's get into this main event real quick. John Moxley, Powerhouse Hobbs. I know it's time for bed. Hobbs, man, looked like he might have been hurt. I hope he's okay. Looked like he took like an awkward running knee strike and he landed kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I hope he's all right. Moxley battles back and he wins with the bulldog choke to get the win. Moxley's the guy right now to carry that belt. He's the best person that they could put the title on, in my opinion. You don't really have anyone else, and I think you need to build up one of your musketeers. That's, and I mentioned that before, that's the top three like guys that are running New Japan in the future.
Right. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. So Moxley gets the win. He retains the IWGP title, but I think you got to be careful, too, just putting him in nothing IWGP title matches on AEW. Here and there, make someone earn it, get them to that spot. By the way, this will be up on podcast forms as well. Look for this. I just wanted to put that up to show that I made a podcast one for you guys.
My thing is just be smart about it. Be smart about it. Like, there are so many things that you could do with that title that'll bring recognition to a lot of people. Like, I definitely feel like
The IWGP?
Yeah.
But you can't, it's not your belt to like give to people.
No, I
you don't want to run to that TNA. Who did they do it with? Team 3D, and then they had like someone else as the champs for a minute. I think it was Nick Aldis, and who was his partner back then? He was Magnus and Doug Williams. Like, they gave them the belts. It was like, who the hell told you to do that?
True.
Yeah. Bro, it was better booking, bro. It was fun. You booked WCW at the end? Yeah, bro. Cut it out. Rampage should be Ring of Honor's time on TV. I've said the same thing.
It should be, yes. It definitely should be.
Just give them an hour and tell your stories in an hour, dog. Give them a smaller roster. That's what I'm saying. Tony's got to consolidate. That was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, man. Listen, I'm keeping it a buck, bro. That's how I feel about NXT. It's good. They're about to lose a lot of good people too. So we'll see how they carry on. I hope Hobbs is okay. NXT is still developmental. Hub says the only main roster stars going to NXT are about to restart and reignite their character that probably needs worker development. We were just talking about Cameron Grimes going there, and then they got rid of him.
Right.
Mox versus Takeshka will be fired. Yes, they did tease Takeshka afterwards saying like he was going in. I'm going to skip over this NXT stuff for a second here, guys. I'm going to come back. Why are you using New Japan title as your headliner? I still think that it's good for Moxley and it's good for the relationship because you're about to do Forbidden Door. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, so sometimes you got to bite the bullet for certain things, and I believe this is.
And they took two of their top people. Bro, yo, imagine in the 80s if you took like Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage from a company. Like, yo, I kind of owe you, bro. Like, I did you filthy. They weren't doing that back then. They were like, nah, put you out. Put you down.
Get out.
And he's working with them, so he's like, nah, I'm going to help you out. At least as much as I can right now.
Right. Sometimes you just have to make it make sense. And right now, it's building its way to that. But
yeah, listen, New Japan needs all the help they can get. I'm not going to hate on nothing they get right now. Collision. Here's what we got. We got a unified trios championship match. Bullet Club Gold, Top Flight in action. Andretti will be in action. Timeless Toni Storm versus Anna Jay. Rampage. Thunder Rosa versus Deonna Purrazzo. I put heck yeah after that. I don't know why. Rampage parking lot match. Trent Beretta versus Chuck Taylor. Hopefully that's good. Shibata challenges, or Rizbata as B-Boy was calling him. Shibata challenges Jericho for the FTW Championship in Winnipeg under FTW rules, whatever that means. Probably going to be ECW style.
Right, yeah.
He also commented on Rene Paquette's lovely shirt design. And Jack Perry comes out. I don't even have graphics for this. And don't forget, next week's we're going to find out who Swerve Strickland is going to wrestle at Double or Nothing. That's another one for you. So let's talk about this. Jack Perry comes out, gives Tony Khan some lame ass like apology, and I want to make the world better together. Tony goes in for the hug, as we all suspect. He punches him in the gut, funniest sell of all time. Like Tony went down, and he was like, "Oh wait, my stomach. Oh, my fibula." If you ever see Rugrats, he was like, "Oh." So he goes down. Here come the elite. They're like, whoa, 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 Jack, you got to calm down, my friend.
Relax.
And here they go. Tony's down. They look like they're going to hit him with the EVP double knees, the trigger. And they don't do that.
Nope.
Okada says, put him up. And they then go to the top rope and hit Tony Khan with the Tony Khan driver.
Oh, my God.
Down goes Tony. Tony's so like he was dead. Like he ain't getting up.
Like, yeah, he was out. It was just like, yep. All right. They laid it down and now I gotta be here.
He was donezo, fam. He was donezo.
Big time.
Now, you know who we should have had in this corner to help protect him? My man Paul White. Well,
no. No, no, no.
God damn it. Calm down, Derek. You need to chill out. You gotta relax. I don't know, man. I don't know. Tony went down. This was interesting. His dad came out. Tony, by the way, Tony Khan's being followed for the NFL draft, so this is probably going to be part of like, yeah, I'm going to be part of my show tonight. It depends on how they want to film this, or he'll be in a neck brace tomorrow while they're doing the in the war room. We'll see. Let me go into this. I want to see what people are saying. Prince Rockstar was good. I sent goons to jump TK. Still giving business. I love all types of wrestling. E says, I'm definitely going to Forbidden Door. Hub says, hot take, maybe unpopular take. Forbidden Door concept is starting to become a bit overused and meh. Well, we don't know what the concept is.
Yeah, no.
Because I'm going to tell people this. If WWE works with, like, Noah or All Japan or something, oh my goodness, this is crazy. You could have fun with this. I'm okay with
it. You could. You definitely could.
I got into New Japan Pro Wrestling because of like Brian Pillman versus Jushin Liger, Barry Windham versus Great Muda, Masahiro Chono coming over and just wrestling matches on WCW. And I was like, where are these guys from? Because I'm interested in this. And then it made me like seek out and try to find New Japan. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, I got to check this out for a second. Let me look at this.
Right.
I'm okay with the concept. I'm fine with it. Chair Relax says Forbidden Door doesn't work anymore because they use Japan and them are partners. I mean, CMLL might be involved this time. They might have a bunch of other companies.
Sometimes you just got to let the little guy just come in and like make some kind of noise. Like, hey, let's get this going. Let me jump in. Let's shake this up instead of being around the same.
Because here's what New Japan needs. They need to showcase their new stars.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, let at this point in time, even though no disrespect to them, because New Japan is big, but it's little right now.
Well, in the overall scheme of things, they've lost, like, what makes them special.
Yes.
Oh, it's Okada and Will Ospreay. They're gone, bro. Tanahashi's the president now. He can't be in every match. So you got Zack Sabre Jr. You got people who can carry, but they need help. Like, you need to showcase them because they weren't being showcased. They were showcased in the middle of the card.
Right. However you look at it, you have to get them involved some way, shape, or form.
Yo, E said that, remember the mics, remember the kicks to the gut in No Mercy? Oh. As soon as they with Tony Khan, do-do-do-do-do-do. man, people say, Tony Khan did a good job. He did not move. Tony said, shed. I want to do a promotion draft. Yeah, that I used to do that as a kid, man. So much fun. Tony taking time off, maybe. So here's my thoughts, Derek, on that. So they took him out. Sorry, hold on. I got to do the Shad Khan thing first. Well, I got to laugh one time before I get serious. Shad came out. This is what you're spending my money on? This is bullshit? People are beating you up? What is this? Get up, Tony. Get up. He just starts kicking him. Could you imagine? Get up. Stop wasting your money on these guys. He just goes into like straight up serious dad mode. Then he's ready. You know what? Pay-per-view, Young Bucks, you are going to face two of the baddest men on the Jaguars team. Boom. Sold, baby. Sold.
Oh, God.
I'm bugging, but you know what I mean.
I'm not ready for that if that ever happens. I might not even watch it.
I don't know. If Chad just came out, I was like, well, man, they're really trying to sell this. They were hyping this up, bro.
Come on. Don't do it.
Yeah, it was funny. That Blair was like, yo, Shad, I loved his face. I got to go back and watch it now and look at faces. It's one pay-per-view a year, huh? It was nice that Tony's dad came to his show's funeral. The knockoff NWO. Wow, TNA with the World Cups and the pay-per-view days. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. I don't know. That's how I see that pay-per-view. It's like, yo, this is the one time. If you watch New Japan and AEW, come have some fun.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to go ahead and solidify my prediction. BJ's going to say GM Kenny Omega. I think that this could also allow chaos to happen.
It can.
Right away.
It can.
Let the elite run the shows for a little bit. This could be like the McMahon-Helmsley era. Sorry to use WWE as a reference point. But I love that time period because all mayhem broke loose because there was no one around to stop them.
Right.
Triple H called the shots. Because he was with a McMahon, or quote married to Stephanie at the time, he wasn't. But they could call the shots, do whatever they want. So why not here? Why not have the elite say, you know what? Tonight you're going to be in a 3-on-1 match tonight.
Right.
Get out of here, y'all. You want story, and then when they give you story, people don't want the story.
Right.
What?
But then you'll complain that the story isn't there.
If somebody does it, feel free to call them out for it. Could Kenny become a GM?
Yes.
Kenny could leverage his power, and Tony's like, next week, GM is Giannis Antetokounmpo. No, I'm kidding. He could be like, yeah, Kenny Omega. Do it, man.
That man ran into that contract.
Yeah. So, like...
No, sorry. He Euro-stepped into that contract.
It's five steps, sir.
Right.
Pivot. Watch my pivot.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm with this, though. This could be really good, in my opinion. Hub said the door is less forbidden when more and more people cross the threshold. Yeah, but if that's the name that they gave the show,
right?
Like, they're just saying you're coming through to the other company. I don't know. Just bring in people and stop calling it forbidden. You feel me? You need a name for the show. What would you call it then?
Right.
Shad came out like, that's it. The party's over. Go home, everyone. Stop banging on the damn furnace. Shout out to Sean Paul. Y'all remember Yusuf Amir from GTA 4? How his dad would yell at him. Yo, crazy. He might not even watch it. You know he's going to be there. LOL. fun. I am dying over here. What up, Tony? Tony's cracking up. Watch Jack Perry get named as Swerve's first challenger. Bruh, please do not do that. Jack Perry better lose then. That's all I'm going to say. Don't take this title off Swerve. I don't know. Me and Derek feared that Jack Perry might get a belt.
Yes, and he does not deserve one, ever.
This is hate.
Ever. No,
this is hatred, folks.
This is not hatred. This is facts.
They did
you do not deserve a title, ever.
Wait, did they not do good on Dynasty? I thought that ladder match was pretty good.
They did.
Did Jack Perry not do his part on the show?
He did. Right. But he still does not deserve a title.
Right?
He doesn't deserve the finest toilet paper on the planet.
All right, now that's a little. Everyone deserves good toilet paper.
Right? Not him. Come he on, deserves man. The dollar store toilet paper.
That's messed up, bro.
One square swipe.
Not even the bounty, though, bro.
Not even the bounty.
That's messed up, bro.
The bounty doesn't want business.
Chair relax at WCW. It's time to play the game. Nah, they won't work for Kenny. He believes in solving problems with fists. That doesn't work for the Ducks, brother. He did say that. That is what my dad used to shout when I got busted with a house party. Oh, my goodness. The party is over.
Right.
Everybody, take your ass home. Welcome to the pay-per-view, The Door. Get out, everybody. Yusuf used to waste all his money on parties and gold Rolls Royces. Yo, GTA 4 is a little gem, bro.
Probably eating gold egg rolls.
Yo, chill, bro. I thought that's what that said at first, too. they could do that. No, we want good stories, not rewritten stories from WCW to... All stories are just rehashes, though, Chair. You got to think about that in the long term. I mean, was it the NWO story stole from New Japan? I don't get it. It didn't make New Japan no money, but someone stole it from them. AEW threshold, I shouldn't say it didn't make them any money. It probably made them some, but it wasn't huge. It didn't change them into some global phenomenon like it did WCW.
Right, it wasn't a substantial
amount. AEW threshold, there's a name for your show, TK. That sounds bad, Mike. The thresholds. Jack Perry deserves to wipe his ass with sandpaper. Jeez Louise, Matt. Cry me a river for Jack Perry. I can't. I cannot.
I want to cry him a creek.
Crick.
No. Go down to the crick. What?
Listen, you leave accents alone, Derek.
The crick. You mean the creek?
Better than 24/7. Jacksonville still loves the scapegoat. Yeah. Is every Mission Impossible 007 or a reskin? I don't know. I'm going to just stop saying the Forbidden Door concept. I'm saying just stop the Forbidden Door concept. Just have a pay-per-view. If you're bringing in someone, cool. If you're not, cool. When you call a show Forbidden Door, you are forced to bring someone in. If they don't have anybody, don't do the pay-per-view.
Right.
I think it's you don't need it then.
No, because
here's what I'm saying, Sean. That doesn't just apply to New Japan. That could be a show for anybody. Triple H want to work with me? Let's do it in June.
Right. Yeah.
Both of you just cooled off after Mania. We're here. Let's do a show together. It could be beneficial. That's what I'm saying with that name.
It could be.
You could add TNA in. Why not? You could add in, I'm trying to think, CMLL. You could add in some Ring of Honor people.
You could.
You wanted to make their names known. There's. I think the concept for it should be that there's no limits to what we can do with this. So no. Who can we call? Who can we work with?
There are a ton of options that have not been utilized that can be utilized.
Then what happens to the person that they bring in is a dud? Don't pigeonhole yourself and do what you do. But you're going to bring in a whole card of people. You're going to have 12 matches of duds? Like, you know who's hot and who's not.
Right.
And if you got the hot people, then you put them over. And that's it. Like I said, I think TK's got to be fair here. If I'm helping New Japan, I think that New Japan's goal should be, can you help put over the Musketeers? That's what I need right now.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Oh, you want to work with Stardom? Can Stardom work with you guys and put on some banger matches? Absolutely.
Yes.
And then when we come over there, you could beat my talent. Like, okay, right. It's on your show. Do what you think. There's options is what I'm saying.
Plenty of them.
But it's a super show between them and New Japan. Maybe it is. It doesn't have to be. It's a joint show, bruh. Let me see here. Heard you. I guess I don't like it, but it is what it is. Cry me a river. Here we go. Oh, cry me a river. Okay, we bring in people. Forbidden Door, no House of Torture. Banned. Tana named it with pre-COVID. Yeah, that's where they got the name from, actually. Tanahashi actually said it. I would have called it Less Effing Fight. Jeez Louise. All promotions welcome. Listen, I don't like that term either, Prince. No, I hate when people say Mark, because it's always like, is that supposed to be derogatory?
Right.
Is it everybody a Mark in pro wrestling?
They are.
I don't know. I'm just weird about that, but that's just me. So anyway, what'd you guys think of tonight's show? Derek, I'll go to you. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Audio's getting an F- tonight.
Yeah. I give it a thumbs up for what was on the card, but as far as the audio goes, big F-.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they fill out the rest of this card with. Like I said, we know two matches, Mercedes Moné, Willow Nightingale, happened in May 26th. We got a month to build this. You got Will Ospreay, Roderick Strong. I don't know if Will's going to walk away with the title. We forgot to mention this. Don Callis backstage was talking to Will and Kyle. Kyle tried to give some advice about winning. He was like, you don't need to be giving advice about winning right now. Gotta stop making people lose all the time, bro.
Yeah.
And during it, though, I think this is now going to lead to Will's going to take back his two friends from the United Empire. And I think that's going to be Will's little trio. Meanwhile, Hobbs and Konosuke can stay with Don Callis.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's where we go. Let me see what everyone's saying here. House of Torture is who's going to come in at Forbidden Door and help make Jack Perry the TNT champ. No. Give the best wrestler for your company, best business, all the wrestling promotions need help. Yeah. I give tonight's show 8 out of 10. It was good progress-wise. I didn't mind anything that happened other than Powerhouse Hobbs' injury. Hope he's okay. Same. It was a pretty good show, minus the audio, 7 out of 10. That's where I would lean into, too. I'd go 7 out of 10 for me.
I can accept that.
It's time to share. Mike says he's giving the show a C. Tonight's AEW is complete shit. You guys are good. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
EPW gets the 10 out of 10 Pizza Hut experience. No one out-pizzas the Hut, and no one outdoes EPW. Is it the scapegoat merch still selling out? I don't know, bro. They were saying that. I don't know if this is going to work long term. We got to see.
I don't think it will.
You think it fizzles out after a couple shows here?
Yeah, I think it'll start phasing itself out because it's the moment of this happening. It's happening within the moment, and moments only last for so long.
You know what? Ian and them are bringing up a good point. Maybe it wasn't a 7 out of 10 show. I'm gonna go 7.5. I'm gonna go in the middle. Because, yeah, that Tony Khan thing was kind of cool at the end. Like, that they did something different with him for once.
Finally.
At least you guys read my comments and don't ask me to. Whoa, we would never do that, sir. Stop trying to get me in trouble reading this. And we will never ask you to do that over here on EPW.
Yeah.
And we don't say the word trousers ever. So you're good. You're safe here. This is a safe place for you, Tony. Yeah. In 2 years, the Buffalo Bills will win the Super Bowl. Mike, don't get my hopes up, bro. Don't get my hopes up, bro. I just need one that I'm good. Just so I can shut this guy up for a little bit. For a year, for like 6 months, it'll be quiet. And then they'll start to say, well, they don't have a dynasty, so. Yeah. We don't have a league making rules for Tom Brady and the Patriots over here. Oh,
come on, bro.
We ain't going to get into that. Listen, we're going to end this show. Conrad is Ron Burgundy. He reads the prompter always. That's right. The T word, trousers. Yowzers. Yeah, we'll be back next week. Another AEW Dynamite review, man. Come in, check it out, rock with us.
Yes, please do.
for myself and the man they call Derek, we are going to be out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling. Don't forget on Monday to check out me and Sean, Clash of the Podcast at 6:05 Eastern Standard Time. For myself, the man in gray, we are out for this episode of Everything Pro Wrestling Dynamite Reviews. We will be back next week with another review. Check it out. Like, comment, subscribe, and don't forget that 5-star review.